Hey everybody, welcome to Mayberry's View. This is a place where hopefully you can kick back and relax if you've had a busy day in the rat race. Maybe you're living in the big city. Don't really live in a town named Mayberry, but a lot of us who live here think of it as Mayberry because it's just such a classic small town in the middle of the country, farming country. On the show I tell you about some of the things that happened to me, and hopefully they're entertaining a little bit. I was out on my walk the other day. I'm 60 years old. I've had a car wreck, and I walk with a cane whenever I walk for exercise distance because my balance ain't what it used to be. Anyway, enough excuses. I'm walking along and I look like an old man. And this kid sees me. Now, of course, as you know, gray-haired old men with a cane walking are virtually invisible to small children. So anyway, he ignores me and he goes about his business, and he looks at me, he sees me, but he turns right away from me and keeps about what he's doing. And as I get closer, I realize that he's recording a TikTok video of himself doing some kind of a routine, dance routine, there in his driveway. And then I wondered, which was weirder, that he was doing that in Mayberry, or that I knew and recognized what he was doing. How the heck did I know? But I knew exactly what he was doing. I suppose I saw the cell phone and such, but I just thought it was kind of funny. And I kept walking. Hope I didn't get in the picture. I don't want to be on TikTok. Later, I was... I like to sit outside. A lot of times I record Mayberry's View from the outside porch there. I'm sitting out back. But it's cold and rainy tonight, so I'm not doing it tonight. Kind of chilly out there. And that night it was nice and warm, and I was sitting there, and I probably sometimes even sleep outside until dawn anyway. Then I'll toddle off to bed. But it was before dawn, and the wind was blowing and such, and the wind chimes are going. Sometimes the wind chime, if the right wind chime blows, it'll set off the motion detector on the light and flash it on. And, you notice. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just not quite awake. I'm just in that kind of twilight zone kind of area there, and I got my eyes closed, but I see the light come on, and I turn, and I look over, and there's a good-sized raccoon walking towards me. He hasn't realized that I exist yet. And I slid my foot just enough that he heard me, and he... thankfully, for me, turned and bolted and ran the other way. Skittered off away. Back the way he came. He was a little bit scared and I was a little bit scared, but I was definitely happy. I hope he was happy. Or she. Whatever it was. Whichever it was. I'm glad it didn't have little ones with it and felt protective or something. And I'm glad it wasn't rabid, because that would have sucked. But... that's what you get when you live in the country. You know, when I say we live in the country, I mean, my house, when I grew up in this house, the cornfield was right across the street. Literally, there was a cornfield across the street. Now, there's a row of houses, and then there's the cornfield. So, you know, the city's encroaching, but the coons are still around, I guess. Scared the heck out of me. Have any of you people seen this pickleball movement that's come along. I couldn't figure out why they took a perfectly good tennis court that we had here and built these small little courts. I couldn't imagine for the life of me what they would use them for. And then I finally saw some people playing pickleball. And I thought to myself, well, geez, that's just a sport for people too lazy to play tennis. But I guess they were out doing something besides playing video games or eating fentanyl or whatever it is kids do these days. I don't know. I guess they're having fun. But hey, I can't run anymore. Maybe I should take up pickleball. And what else was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. The other thing about my walk the other day was where I live, we're such a small town that you're still allowed to burn leaves from your yard if you want to. Not everybody does, of course. Most people, the city will come pick them up if you put them out on the curb. But it's not illegal to burn your leaves, and some people do. And I got to tell you, it took me back, that smell took me back to when I was a kid, because people used to do it, you know, 40, 50 years ago for sure. And it's just an autumn smell that you never, once you smelt it, you never forget it, you know. And those were some of my Mayberry experiences, my view from Mayberry, my Mayberry's view, if you will. For this episode, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll let you know next time we have one. And again, thanks for listening. Bye bye.